In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Are you ready for championship week, Keith?
Championship week! Yeah, division title on the line? That happened pretty quick in the Mike Vrabel era.
It really did.
Week 15, I guess it is. You could win a division. Not too shabby.
I don't think Vrabel, by the way, I just use the word, like, you guys read way too much into what I have
like
to say.
Like a fox, this guy. He knows what he's doing.
We got to pick one or the other. Either we think Vrabel's real calculated on stuff like this, which I do.
I think he is.
Or he just, you know, says words to say words, and there's no motivating factor with Vrabel in this team. Like, you got to pick one.
I don't think he's a words to say words guy. Every once in a while, we all are, you know, he talks a lot, so I'm sure everything isn't like predetermined ahead of time, right? I don't want to go overboard, be like, this guy's playing 3D chess the entire time.
Right.
But like, I do think what he said there is he meant it.
Well, and again, just the context of that was he was asked about the bye week. Like, he wasn't led into it or backed into a corner, asked about competing for championships. He was asked about the bye week. And he's like, well, champions are never satisfied.
It's not like, hey, do you think you can win the Super Bowl? He's like, yeah. He's like, he says he can win the Super Bowl. It's like, no. They're like, what are you guys going to do during the bye week?
He's asked for, like, vacation plans. Yeah. And he's like, well, champions are never satisfied.
Champions don't take naps.
So, like, right. I don't know. I put a lot of stock in that. Maybe you don't. And if you don't, then I guess you think Vrabel has, you know, no big brain.
He's got the biggest brain.
Motivational tactics, which he was asked about that, too. And now I'm trying to remember where that was. Motivating players. Was this with Greg yesterday? Where was this? Or was this maybe in the, did an interview with Wake Up Barstool as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it was something along the lines of, like, do you motivate players? He's like, they're all motivated. I don't know what it is. It might be dating the cheerleader in high school to be the quarterback of the team.
Sure.
It might be to win. It might be a contract. He's like, they're all motivated.
Yeah.
I got to inspire them. And so I think that's some of what he's doing with letting them know it's okay to let your mind wander to a championship and start with a divisional championship and maybe, the one seed and winning the AFC, if you will, in the regular season, then winning it in the playoffs and competing for a championship. And I think he's doing that purposefully, but I don't know. He either doesn't want to take all the credit for it or he doesn't want you to think that's what he's doing.
Yeah, I guess maybe he didn't want it to, like, you know, blow up too much, right? Because, like, that was also at a time where there was no game. That was one of the last things that he said. Everybody kind of latched onto it, so he's being asked about it again. So he's trying to downplay it a little bit overall, but I'm sure inside the locker room he's saying stuff like that, and I'm sure everybody is on board and on the same page, and I don't think it's crazy for him to say that, right? It's not like, he's not saying, like, we are champions, like, we're the defending champions. He's not saying that. He's saying, like, this is what champions need to do, and so obviously that's what we're going
to
do.
We're going to talk to Tommy Curran about this very topic coming up at high noon today on a Tom E. Tuesday. He says Vrabel's word choice shows the Patriots bar officially has been raised. We'll tier off NFL teams today at 11:30 on a Tier Tuesday. So stay tuned for that. Plus, Kiefer Madness for you at 12:45. We'll get you a Red Sox update from the winter meetings. We, of course, watched the Monsters, Inc. broadcast last night, the animated broadcast.
Oh, I was locked in.
So we got some Monday night thoughts as well on the broadcast and on those teams. Stay tuned for that. But let's start with the Patriots and the Bills, along with Mike Vrabel and the success he's piled up here in year one. How do you think Vrabel has got it done? You know, the idea of getting the Patriots to come in, compete, be where they are at this point in the year. You just said it, week 15, competing for a division championship, which we didn't see. How has Vrabel done that in year one?
Well, we were talking to Christian Ellis yesterday about it, and he gave us sort of the answer of, like, you know, you can talk to Vrabel about anything. And he's like, you can go have a one-on-one in his office, but you're also very comfortable taking his instruction on the field, in the locker room, whatever. He seems to be, I think, in today's game, like, the ultimate head coach, or he, like, oversees the entire team. He's not, like, a specialized, oh, I work really well with quarterbacks. Which, again, I'm not even saying it's the worst thing in the world. I think there's definitely value in that, too. Or I'm the guy that X's and O's defenses, and, like, that's my thing. Like, I'll figure out a way to shut down the other quarterback. He is sort of in charge of the entire 53-man roster. And I don't know if this is more of a modern athlete thing, because Bill Belichick was great, but he wasn't a former player, and it worked for Bill Belichick, right? But we see it certainly in basketball, and I think we're also seeing it in the NFL. I wonder if some players just take the message from a former player, or it's easier to take the message from a former player, or a guy that's literally won Super Bowls. I think that helps for them. He's like, oh, if he's asking me to do this, he's probably been asked to do it, and he's asking me for a reason. So I think they completely, like, trust the guy. They've bought in immediately. And some of it might be sticking by guys after mistakes. You know, you and I wouldn't have done that, talking about, like, Ramondre and Pop Douglas. And
no.
I'm sure there are many other examples that are sort of smaller mistakes that he saw and then just coached it up, trusted in the players, and then they've sort of returned the favor. But, yeah, I think it's just been a lot of it is him sort of changing the culture, which is such an easy kind of cliche thing to say. But that's what's happened. Like, we've watched it firsthand. We saw it in camp, and it's continued throughout the season.
So I think there's a lot to that. One of the things that I was fearful of, for instance, Josh McDaniels being here. And I guess, did Chime have, like, a full-on Josh McDaniels mea culpa this morning?
Did
I
he?
Well, I think he said
it. Yeah, it was his lead.
It could have been worse.
Oh, he apologized?
He's like, you could be the Eagles.
Thank you. He's like, you could have the Eagles bum-ass play callers.
Good point.
So it was like a sort of backhanded compliment,
yeah,
if you will.
Yeah, we got to start somewhere.
But I wasn't a big fan of the McDaniels hire at all, because I thought it was so unimaginative and so, like, let's run it back to past success days. The whole reason you hired Gerard Mayo in the first place was, A, let's stick with the Patriot way, yeah, and all the success of the past and not start it over. And I honestly was a little fearful of that with Vrabel, too. He had at least been somewhere else and done something different and been successful as a head coach in Tennessee, struck out on his own, if you will. But I was still a little worried about that with Vrabel. I was definitely worried about it with McDaniels. They came in and they blew it up. There aren't as many. I don't want to say there's zero, but there are hardly any Belichick holdovers. There really aren't even that many Mayo holdovers from a year ago.
Yeah.
Coaching staff, players, they came in and they started over at square one. And last year, Mayo was in over his head. But one of the mistakes they made from the very start was, well, let's try to tweak what Bill was doing. When it was clearly lost at the end with Bill, it didn't need a tweak. It needed an overhaul. They tried to tweak it. It didn't happen. They came in, they rolled up their sleeves, you know, the workmen that they are, the auto mechanics that they are. They got grease all over them, and they went to work, and they started over from scratch. And they overhauled, yeah, the whole thing from leadership to personnel to coaching, that whole thing. I mean, they needed to come in and completely clean shop, and they did.
They kept Jeremy Springer on the coaching staff. That was pretty much it, right? They brought in all different guys. And whether, you know, Kraft or Vrabel hired McDaniels, doesn't matter. They brought in McDaniels, which was new to this roster for most of the guys, right? I guess Hunter Henry had worked with him on when it had worked with him, but all different offensive guys on the position coaches, defense is all different. I mean, you look right now, they basically came in, they said, all right, we like Drake May, we like Christian Gonzalez, we'll take it from here. And the leading rusher on the team is new. 4/5 of the offensive line is new. The leading receiver, new. The leading tackler, new. The leading the guy with the most sacks on the team, new. Kicker is new. Like,
in communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. this is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
They took a four, and this is what most teams should do. If you win four wins in back-to-back seasons for any franchise, you're not that close. Like, you need to change things drastically, and that's what they did.
And I guess it's not just about the talent upgrade to me, because they certainly upgraded their talent. They drafted well.
Yeah.
They spent, I think, mostly smartly in free agency. So it's not just about the talent upgrade. It's about the change in culture, and, you know, you needed to do that. You couldn't have Mayo and Belichick holdovers, largely. I know there are some. But you couldn't have a bunch of those and make Vrabel's vision work. And I think he understood that. And I think they got down to that on day one. And I didn't see it. I didn't see it when they did it. But I think looking back on it, I think that's a big factor in why they are where they are, which is playing for a hat and t-shirt game.
Hat and t-shirt.
On Sunday against the Bills. Mm-hmm. Drake May, who I guess is a holdover from the Gerard Mayo era,
yep,
talked about this yesterday in his appearance on WEEI Afternoons. Here's what he had to say.
Yeah, I think it was one of our goals, you know, this year to win our division, and it's pretty cool. You see, you know, that come to life, and one of the biggest things that Coach Vrabel's big on is you know, going out and earning it, and you know, knowing what a chance we got to do. But yeah, you know, at the same time, all that hat, t-shirt stuff, I think you know, the best thing that I heard from Coach McDaniels is you know, you really keep the one, you got that's the big one at the end. You don't really you know, care as much about, you know, what you get for the ones along the way. The one at the last game is the big one that you really hold on to. So that's what we're trying to work to. And I know a lot of people, you know, out there are trying to work to the same goal. So it's a tough challenge.
Okay. So they've earned it where they are, but they're not done yet. And I think that's an example of the players understanding that overall vision. Now, I will say one thing that I didn't focus on enough yesterday when we were talking about Pats and Bills, the hat and t-shirt game.
Yes.
If you're Buffalo, it's all really right there in front of you for the taking. And I guess this crystallized for me yesterday. Like, they've gone through this year. They've already beaten Burrow. They've beaten Mahomes. They've beaten Lamar Jackson. Now, none of those teams are very good this year.
Yeah, it turns out they're all not in the playoffs.
But, like, all these guys who Josh Allen, specifically Mahomes, all these guys who Josh Allen would have to go through, or that team looked at and said, we got to go through these teams, they're all gone. And now it's the Broncos and Bo Nix. It's the Patriots and Drake May, who did beat them earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
But in Buffalo's mind, you go out there, you take care of this game, you're split, you won in their building. The whole AFC really is there for the taking for Buffalo. So we've talked about that a lot.
Oh, there's no excuses
with
for
New England.
None.
Buffalo looks at it and goes, our boogeyman is gone. Patrick Mahomes is out.
The only team that stood in their way, or so they thought.
And so yeah. I don't think Buffalo is a good enough team to take advantage of the entire AFC. They might be on Sunday against the Pats in a one-off.
Yeah.
I don't think they're good enough top to bottom. Their quarterback certainly is, to run through the AFC, but it is wide open for them. And if they can get it back on the tracks, this could be the year where Josh Allen gets it done, where he's never been able to do that before.
Yeah, it's like the Celtics a couple years ago when, you know, just broke their way. It was a lot of injuries and things like that, but they just didn't really have a tough challenge the whole way through. And then lo and behold, they win the title. And so for Buffalo, you're like, man, they're going to have to beat Joe Burrow. They're going to have to beat Patrick Mahomes. They never beat Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs. They beat him always in the regular season, but not in the playoffs. But they don't even have to do that. So as much as we're talking about that for the Patriots, like, the Patriots could be the one seed. The Patriots might not have to face any Super Bowl winning quarterback, any MVP quarterback, and they could find themselves playing in the Super Bowl. Or maybe it's the year for Josh Allen, although they're going to have to do it on the road. They're not going to be a division champ for the first time in whatever it is, 5 years, right? Pretty much since Brady left, it's been Josh Allen.
Last time was 2019 when they didn't win, yeah.
So, I mean, it's been their division, but it's also at a year where their team's not that good either. Like, it's one of those things where all four of those quarterbacks, for different reasons, are not having the seasons that any of them expected to. The Bills are playing better than those other three, but they're 9-4. They just lost a couple weeks ago to the Texans, who look like a scarier team. We'd both say they look like a more a dangerous opponent in the playoffs. So, yeah, like I don't look at Buffalo like I did even the last couple of years. Like
I don't either.
They're putting it all on Josh Allen, and he's great, but is he going to be able to go on a run and you know win out or whatever it's going to take. I don't think so.
So I'm with you. I don't look at them the same way either. And yet you look up and they are 9-4.
Yeah.
And if they win this week, they look a lot scarier. So there is a lot at stake, obviously.
They have a top five offense, but they have a middle of the pack defense, and their offense really, like, individual playmakers. It's the quarterback, super important. It's the running back, and that's it. You know, like, there's really not a whole lot else out there.
And
so.
I think I focused too much on the division yesterday personally. Like, I'm like, well, even if the Patriots lose this game, they still have the inside track on the division. They don't need to win this game to win the division. It's going to be hard for Buffalo not to be a wild card team.
Yeah.
But if Buffalo wins a game like this, all of a sudden they're a 10-win team. The AFC is wide open. They can go on the road and win playoff games. So all of a sudden that gives them a lot of hope in my mind.
They could. I do think the Pats will have a ton of confidence going in Sunday. Ty Law was talking about it this morning. I mean, like, they did beat them. That first game beating them, it's not just a regular division opponent. This was the team that has the MVP of the league and was expected to roll through this division again this year.
Buffalo was undefeated in that game, weren't they?
Yeah.
I think they were.
That makes sense. Yeah, I think they were. And so and the Pats were 2-2. You beat them head-to-head in Buffalo.
Yeah, Buffalo was 4-0 in that game. Yeah.
So I would say even if you lose on Sunday, I think you're going into the playoffs, but like, we can play with anybody. Like, we split with Buffalo. People will probably start picking Buffalo if they win this game on Sunday. You know, more and more people will pick them to maybe win the conference, if not the division. So, the Pats are in an incredible spot.
Meanwhile, Patriots and Buffalo is a 1 o'clock game, and the Pats and Ravens, this happened after we got off the air yesterday, has been flexed to Sunday Night Football.
All right, explain this to me like I'm 5 years old.
I don't get it.
Why is that?
Because they'll never move the Cowboys out of primetime.
So is that what it was?
It's less about the game.
It's
two sub-500 teams playing each other on Sunday night, but it's the Cowboys.
So it was less about the game, and it was more about who,
Cowboys?
Yeah, just they're
it's
not going to.
Cowboys-Vikings.
Yeah, it's a really bad
game. That's a horrible game.
Eeks.
Eeks indeed.
That is a bad game.
Yeah, that, I guess for people that like the 1 o'clock game,
anyway,
you're lucked out there.
Get ready for it. The rest of the country is going to have a lot of Patriots games to deal with. Buffalo and Pats is going to be a signature game at 1 o'clock, and then you do have the standalone game on Sunday Night Football coming up in a few weeks. So, big games for the Pats. They're going to get a lot of national exposure. How do you think they handle it? And what exactly is at stake here on Sunday against Buffalo?
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.